Of course, my 1.7 gigahertz processor quickly finds the same number. But, according to the definition of computing power, my very fast modern processor is no more powerful than the 1952 SWAC. Processors must control their peripheral devices and send and receive information from them. They do this by reading and writing bit patterns on the system bus and reading and writing special memory addresses that are assigned to the peripherals. So any processor that can read and write memory can also control hard disks and graphics boards. No special kind of processor power is needed for that. The multimedia instructions that have been added to recent processor chips do not add extra computing power. Of course, they do add convenience and speed. What machine instructions must a processor absolutely have to have full computing power?